day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another short, or aphoristic, if you will, edition of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, sitting down on this rainy Tuesday to let you know what's going on with yours truly. Going to talk a little wrestling, going to talk a little hockey. But my man, Archie, the cute little white dog that he is on my lap as he just yawned. And hopefully this podcast will not be a yawn for you at home. But nonetheless, you know, first and foremost, man, still got a little bit of congestion from my battle with the flu about a week and a half ago. Man, let me tell you right now, the flu is nothing to mess with. Just like the Wu-Tang Clan. It's gone around work, and in fact, I didn't even go to my shoot job at all last week. So it's been an interesting day getting back in the swing of things, if you will. But feeling better. Hopefully I'll get the rest of this congestion out of my system and I'll be good to go, ladies and gents. But all right, let's kick some things off on this very, very aphoristic edition of the PVD Cast. So let's talk about some wrestling news. I think the big news that broke over the weekend, and you know, I don't know too much more than what has been released, but AJ Lee has retired from the WWE. Now, the story broke, I believe, early on Sunday that she had decided to call it quits. You know, there's a lot of speculation as to why. You know, she had a run-in, or several run-ins, if you will, via social media with Stephanie McMahon. There's also been some hints that maybe, you know, her husband, CM Punk, who also left the company, was not 100% thrilled with her still being there. So, I don't know, the full story is not really out there. I'm leaning a little bit towards the idea of the happy hubby, if you will, because I think that that probably maybe caused a little bit of friction between the two of them in their relationship, her being on the road all the time with the company that he despises and hates. So, I mean, I'm going to lean more towards maybe that was it. You know, she had just recently come off of injury, a pretty bad neck injury prior to WrestleMania. So maybe she's banged up. I don't know, but hopefully, as time goes on, we'll get a little more information as to the departure of AJ Lee, because let's be honest, she was one of the more popular divas on the roster. You know, she was involved in major storylines, so I don't know, it'll be interesting to find out the truth behind, that's if we ever do find out the truth, behind AJ Lee's decision to retire. Sticking with the WWE, you know, I think that as I mentioned, I thought WrestleMania was pretty decent. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed what they did with one of the major storylines coming out of WrestleMania. That, of course, being the Brock Lesnar storyline. Obviously, you know, he's pissed off about what happened because he feels cheated that he lost to Rollins because he cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase. And so, lo and behold, on Raw, following WrestleMania, Heyman and Lesnar come to the ring. They demand a rematch. We hear it's going to happen. Rollins comes out later on, refuses to defend the title against Lesnar. Lesnar goes apeshit crazy, destroying everything in his path. Literally everything in his path. Announce tables, Michael Cole, supposed cameraman. And so he has now been suspended, quote unquote. I'm using air quotes, which nobody can see, except for the dog. And so he is suspended. Probably the rumor is until SummerSlam to build to some type of matchup, which I think is a very smart idea. I think that the way that they've used Lesnar has been smart. Now, I know people will complain and go, well, he's never on Raw, he's never on SmackDown. But Heyman was always there to kind of keep him in the forefront of your mind. And let's be honest, folks, you know, it was, you know, in the 80s, it was not uncommon for the World Heavyweight Champion not to appear on every single show. So, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a refreshing to see Lesnar kind of be represented by Heyman, but not physically there all the time. I didn't mind it too much. And it's interesting to see what they're going to do with Lesnar from here on out since he re-signed that deal, which is very much similar to the last deal he had, which I think has a limited amount of dates and whatnot. Hey, again, you know, as I mentioned, next week, hopefully, I'm going to sit down with DJ Joey Blaze. We're going to go back over WrestleMania, talk about the predictions that we made, see how darn correct we were with them, and talk a little bit more of wrestling. So we'll get a little more in-depth in that, hopefully, next week. Couple of little tidbits here. Apparently, the WWE announced that Tough Enough is returning June 23rd to the USA Network. I'm surprised it's not on the WWE Network, but... look, I don't know. With NXT and everything, I don't know if this is really necessary, to be honest with you. Like, so they're going to get a bunch of people like they did back in the day to come out and try out and maybe make it through a series of different cuts for this so-called reality show to crown a champion, you know, whether it's somebody that will do a lot within the company or not, you know, that's always the big question. Because it always seemed the previous Tough Enough, even if people didn't win, they still got a contract somehow and ended up in, you know, OVW, Deep South, or whatever. So, it'll be interesting to see who the judges are and see if the fallout from the Bill DeMott fiasco has any role whatsoever in this relaunch again of Tough Enough. I don't even know if that's really a proper term, to be honest with you, a relaunch. Okay, the return of Tough Enough, if you will. Sorry about that. Quick little cough there. Again, still got a little bit of the congestion. But, alright, my last piece of wrestling news came from a New Japan Pro Wrestling show. The Kingdom of Michael Bennett and Matt Taven, accompanied, of course, by the lovely Maria, won the IWGP Tag Team Championship from Machine Gun Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. I gotta be honest, I was kind of surprised to see this. Because I just thought that the New Japan really had a lot of momentum behind the Bullet Club. But they decided to put the belts on Bennett and Taven. I got to confess, you know, I don't mind the Kingdom. I like Matt Taven better as a heel than a face. Michael Bennett, if he wasn't with Maria, I really don't think he'd be as popular as he is. Let's just be honest with one another. I don't think he's a great wrestler. He's passable as a wrestler. He's got a little bit of charisma. I think, though, this team of the Kingdom, adding in Adam Cole, who I believe is out on injury. I'm not sure whatever happened to Adam Cole, but I believe that he is out with an injury. I like that three-person team. You throw Maria in there as the manager. I like what they were doing with the Kingdom in Ring of Honor. And, you know, Ring of Honor obviously has some type of deal worked out with New Japan as they've been releasing more and more names from New Japan. Watanabe is supposed to be coming over for a series of dates. Okada as well. So, you know, they have that working relationship. So, not super surprising. I guess I just thought that the Bullet Club still got so much momentum that the tag straps would remain on them. But, nonetheless, that's all the wrestling news and notes that I have for you. As we're getting up here to about 8.5 minutes, I want to switch gears temporarily here on this very short edition of the PVD cast and talk a little bit about the fact that it is my favorite time of year. As you all know, I love hockey, and we are in the last week of the regular season before the playoffs start. And let me tell you right now, I love the Stanley Cup playoffs because you just never know what's going to happen. The hostility ramps up, the hatred ramps up, the scoring, the defense ramps up. No more stupid-ass 4-on-4 overtime. You know, it's overtime until someone wins 5-on-5. I love that stuff, man. I love the playoffs. And most teams have about 3 or 4 games left this week, and then they're done. So I want to talk a little bit about the playoffs, about some of the surprises, and quite frankly, one of the big disappointments, if you will, going into this final week of the season. Gotta be honest. At the start of the season, I figured the Pittsburgh Penguins would be the odds-on favorite coming out of the East. I mean, they have Sidney Crosby, best in the world. They have really done things at the trade deadline to solidify all four lines and have, you know, a really good core group. But man, oh man, between injuries and just piss-poor playing, the Pens in about 3 weeks went from being second in the Metropolitan Division to being tied for the last wild card playoff spot. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm really surprised and shocked by that. You know, but again, you know, in the East, you look, Detroit is not playing really, really well either. They're tied with Pittsburgh for that last wild card spot. They have not played very, very well. The Islanders faltered a few weeks ago and went on a streak of not winning games. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I guess, again, as I've always said, if you get to the playoffs, it's a whole new season. And I believe that's really true in the NHL. I mean, that is incredibly true. You get to the playoffs, man. Lots of 8 seeds have beaten 1 seeds. A lot of 6 seeds, you know, like the LA Kings a couple years ago. Ran the table, so to speak. Won the Stanley Cup being a 6 seed out of the West. And, you know, I got to be honest. I think that the Stanley Cup goes through the West. I really do. I think the West is pretty tight. And I think that's where the big surprises are. At the beginning of the season, I would never have thought that Calgary would have an opportunity to really do some damage in the playoffs, and I believe they can. I believe Winnipeg can as well. They're a big team. They're a tough team. They're a physical team. Goaltending's gotten better. The defense has gotten better. You know, they don't win many shootouts. They don't win, you know, 7-2, you know, 8-4. They win a lot of tight games, and Winnipeg's on the bubble right now with LA and Minnesota to get into the finals, a couple spots out in the West. I think the West is really tight, you know. You know, you got Nashville on top. You got, of course, Anaheim on top. St. Louis is nothing to sneeze at. I think we're going to see the Stanley Cup go to a Western Conference team. I really believe that. Again, you know, it's premature for me to make predictions because we still have a few more games left this week. But no doubt I'll try to give you my 2 cents worth maybe next week when the playoffs get started. And we kick things into high gear, especially for all you puckheads out there. All right, lastly, hey, I want to remind you one more time, you know, coming up this weekend on Saturday, April 11th at the Strongwater Complex here in Columbus, Ohio, down on Town Street, Extra Space, the big independent small press and alternative comics expo is happening. Of course, it's Extra Space. If you listened to the last episode of this podcast, you heard the history of it from Ken Epstein and Bob Corby. If you're in town or if you happen to be a couple of hours away from Columbus, come on in, man. Check it out. It's going to be a great, great show. I personally want to thank a couple of the area businesses up here in Westerville. See, after recording that particular podcast with Ken and Bob, Ken gave me some bookmarks that was kind of the propaganda, if you will, for Extra Space. And I had about 15 of them laying around. I'm like, I'm going to go out in here in Westerville and try to spread the word, if you will. And I want to thank, of course, the fine people at Half Price Books for allowing me to leave about 7 of them over there. And, of course, World's Greatest Comics, which is also here in Westerville. They were cool enough to help out and let me leave some of the other particular paraphernalia, propaganda, whatever you want to call it, over there at their store. And I got to thank them because, you know, it was really cool of those two businesses to allow me to spread the word. I wish there was a few more, but unfortunately I was out of bookmarks. And, you know, I was trying to target places where, you know, you're going to have avid readers. So, but nonetheless, man, if you're ever in Westerville and you want to check out a really cool shop, check out World's Greatest Comics. Not the largest shop in the world, but definitely the guys over there are pretty knowledgeable and really nice guys, and I mean that. They'll sit and talk your ear off about comics if you give them a chance. But nonetheless, I appreciate that opportunity to help spread the word because, as you know, one of my mantras with this podcast is independent ideas, whether it's independent comics, independent pro wrestling, independent movies, whatever. Definitely, man, I'm all about the independent spirit. All right, we're getting up here to about 15 minutes, so I'm going to start kind of wrapping things up, ladies and gentlemen, so that we can get this aphoristic edition wrapped up. And because I believe that there's a particular little doggy that needs to go outside maybe here. Yeah. He is the best producer I could ever have. Ain't that right, Archie? Okay, you're not going to... No selling. I see how you are. Anyways, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Orlando's Faves. There you go. You're hearing the music, ladies and gentlemen. And man, oh man, this is going to be an odd one. This is going to be an odd one. But my fave for this edition of the PVD cast is YouTube. And I know many of you are going, whoa, what? Yeah, I know. YouTube's been around for years and years and years. But most recently, I've been using it on the smart TV out in the living room to watch some old wrestling. And I've just become really, really addicted to just watching old wrestling on YouTube. And so that's my fave. I'm really digging Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I've been revisiting some of that stuff because it seems, number one, that there's plenty of episodes on there. And the individuals that are posting those particular episodes have really, really good quality video. Excuse me. They have really, really good quality video. Trying to watch some Memphis stuff, but the video quality was pretty bad. You know, some Continental stuff too. So I switched over to Smoky Mountain, and man, oh man, the product was really, really good back in the day. I mean, we're going back to 92, 93, and you think about all the people that came through Smoky Mountain. Chris Candido, Tammy Sitch, Primetime Brian Lee, Balls Mahoney, Kane, Al Snow, the Heavenly Bodies, you know, so many young upstarts. And I know, you know, in terms of the Heavenly Bodies, they weren't young, but they were a different tag team, if you will. But so many young upstarts came up through that particular company, and I know it only lasted four years, I believe, 3-4 years. But still, Smoky Mountain was some good stuff, and I'm thoroughly enjoying revisiting some of that stuff. So that's my fave YouTube / Smoky Mountain Wrestling on YouTube, I guess you could say. So with that, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me on Twitter by simply following me over at PVDMVP. Also the same username for Instagram. If you want to shoot me an email, please do so. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. With that being said, I hope to next week sometime sit down with DJ Joey Blaze, get back up on here and talk about WrestleMania in more detail, in more depth, and see how good we were with our predictions. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.
Extra Space is coming. The Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo returns to Columbus on Saturday, April 11th, at the Strongwater Food and Spirits at 401 West Town Street is where you'll find Extra Space. Head to backporchcomics.com for more information.